guest speaker for tonight is here. Join me to welcome him, Apostle Joshua Selman. Clap your hands and welcome him.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Word of life, good evening to you in the name of Jesus. Now please, I know that our time is gone. Our session will be very brief for tonight. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to make sure that by tomorrow, everybody in the city of Warri is in this place. Hallelujah. Because I believe the Lord will do us great and mighty things. And then second of all, before you sit, would you please help me stand as we honor our father and our mother, a veteran of the gospel. We honor you, sir. Please, let's honor our father, Papa Ayo. May the Lord honor you. Thank you. Such a joy to be here. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Now, let me make a request very quickly. My request is that you would lend me your attention for the next 5 to 10 minutes, if you will. Dedicated attention so that we can build on something tonight. But before we start, let me prophesy to someone that in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, everything that has represented shame and reproach in your life, I stand upon the grace upon this altar and I declare, these Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. You will see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, everyone who has forgotten you, I call upon the God upon this altar. May the book of remembrance be opened now. May the book of remembrance be opened now. May the book of remembrance be opened now. And the Bible says that night could not King Ahasuerus sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. And they found where Mordecai saved his life and was not rewarded. Everyone you have helped to rise. Everybody whose success you have been part of and they have forgotten you, may the God of our Father arise for you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, every delay, the Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he ran and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. Let me prophesy speed over someone. In the name of Jesus, between now and the end of June, what you have not done from January till now, may the God of heaven make it happen for you. Number four, the Bible says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. It says the mother cast him out of her pain. Every curse on your life, every negative atmosphere you are carrying upon your head, in the name of Jesus Christ, may that word called Ichabod depart from your life. Depart from your life. Depart from your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Please pay attention. Number six, the Bible says, the sons of the prophet told Elisha, where we meet with you is too small. Let us go beyond the Jordan. And as they were felling the axe head, the Bible says the axe head fell. And he said, alas, master, it was borrowed. Anyone here under the yoke of financial hardship, death upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of heaven, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, come out of that shame now. Come out of that shame now. Come out of that shame now. Open your mouth and begin to pray in 1 minute. In the name of Jesus, I'm coming out. I am coming out by the Spirit of God. Is someone praying? The hand of the Lord is upon my life. Hallelujah. The final prophetic word, and you would sit down. When the angel came to Mary and said, "You are highly favored," she said, "How shall this thing be, seeing that I know not a man?" Someone is asking, how will this prophetic word come to pass, seeing that the variables are not in my favor? I have an answer. He said, "The power of the highest shall overshadow you." Let me speak to someone here. The man of God, our Father, has spoken severally over your life. In the name of Jesus, I came here as a prophetic midwife, that the season for the manifestation of every prophecy has come. And I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, may the power of the highest rest upon you. May the power of the highest rest upon you, upon your children, upon your business, upon your ministry. Hear me. Anyone who has vowed that over their dead body for you to rise, may their prayer be answered in this conference. Now please listen carefully. I'm going to respect the time. I will not go beyond the bound, even if it's 10 minutes. But please hear this. I believe that the Lord placed a burden in the heart of our father and our mother. And I want you to be sensitive. You didn't come to waste your time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is a very, very, very sound ministry of the word. And a ministry that opens up very richly to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When God gathers us like this, it is because He wants to change our life. Hallelujah. Now please hear me. Hear me. I came by the Spirit of God because God wants to do something in someone's life. In a way that you will be the first, you will be amazed at your testimony and say, look what God is able to do. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, please help me. I'm seeing the power of God come on a lady. A loud shout. That lady right now in the congregation. Bring that person here. Shaleka sabrati kapa. Kreteke barate kalika soto brandiga. Ekreteke palato shati malahaskiba. Shapakata bata palatos. Hallelujah. Help them, please. I don't know who this man is. This man looking at me. Where are you coming from? You are from Warri. What do you do? Are you a pastor? I'm seeing you hold a mic. The Lord is turning your ministry around. Listen, please hear me. I want everybody under the sound of my voice. Be an evangelist tomorrow. Draw everybody from the city. If there is no space, sit on the roof. But you make sure that you don't allow your family members sit at home while you are here. God has brought a divine visitation. Help him, please. In the name of Jesus. Who is Gabriel? I'm hearing a name, Gabriel. Is there someone with that name? Gabriel. You are a man of God. Gabriel, is that your name? Please verify. We are serious people here. We are not playing games. Are you a pastor, sir? From where? In Warri here. Is that true, sir? You are a pastor here in this ministry. Because the Lord is saying 1,000 cubits is about to be measured for you. I don't know you. I stretch my hands. Take that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth in 1 minute and say, Lord, visit me. Visit me tonight. You have brought me here to change my life. If someone pray, Shake Pakatos Katia. Mambra teke lato soto preteke barato shiata. Someone pray, word of life. You are a praying people. Pray, Lord, change my life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is showing me a woman, 6 years you've not taken in. For 6 years, I don't know. Please make sure you don't tell lies. We are not playing games. I'm seeing a woman in my vision. I'm seeing the number 6. I don't know if you are in this church or you are following online or connecting, but I'm seeing 6 years and you've not been able to give birth. The Lord wants to terminate this once and for all. Even by this, please make sure we verify this. And then please let ushers, don't just come up random. There's order in the house of God. Who is that? You? How long? What's your name? Huh? What's your name? Who is Okechi? What's your name?
Okechi.
Huh?
Okechi.
Come. We're on air, so please make sure. I hope, is her husband here?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm seeing light. God said he's here in this place. Where is he? Please come and stand. God is about to change your story. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, he said, we were like them that dream. Sir, I stand in the name of Jesus upon the grace of our Father here, and I decree and declare, according to the time of life, regardless what the medical situation is, go and bring forth your children. I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is upon your wife. Take that grace now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this oppression come to an end, even by the Spirit of God. This, my sisters also, 3 of you, how many of them? 3. Okay, just lift your hands, I'll pray for you for the sake of time. In the name of Jesus. There is a man here, you have been having a court case again and again. You love the Lord, but this legal, I don't know if it's your business, you are quite a successful man, God has shown you mercy. But I'm seeing there are legal cases again and again, you need the help of God. I don't know who that person is. I want to speak over your life. And then I will just introduce what I'll be sharing. And then we'll go. Father, I stretch my hands upon these women. These 3 ladies. In the name of Jesus. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. Everything is a sing. Thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing. Therefore I prophesy. Every spirit help them. That is responsible for barrenness. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I terminate his influence from your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will go back and return rejoicing. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are the covenant keeping God.
You are the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God.
Hallelujah. Hold on. One last prophetic word and you will see now. There is a man of God here. I don't know why God is speaking to men of God. You saw our Father in your dream. You saw him praying for you. You are a ministry. You have been trusting God for breakthrough. Please don't tell lies. This is what the Holy Spirit is revealing to me. Who is that person? Because God is about to surprise you. Please make sure, let there be order. Please, even if you come out. Where are you coming from? You are a man of God here. How about you? Can someone help him with a mic? This man or other? You are in ministry, sir.
Yes.
Here? Where? You are in worry here.
Yes, sir.
What's your name, sir?
Apostle Sylvester Newman Bibinimbo.
Because the Lord
last night, 10 o'clock in the night, I saw Papa was praying for me.
Because I'm seeing that you have been praying and saying, Lord, what you have placed upon this man, let it rest upon me and the ministry. You are in ministry here?
Yes.
Do you believe in the power of God?
Yes, sir.
Lift your hand. I want to pray for you. Father, even as you have revealed to him, this man, take that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Sir, look at me. The seed God put in your heart to sow to the man of God, I want you, as he puts that grace in your heart, I fear God, I will not come here and tell you what God is not saying. I'm going to be teaching you, there are some things that is not just by laying on of hands. Truly, I know that people have abused a lot of things, but believe me, there is a spiritual protocol to reception. There is a way that spiritual things work. It is true that God is going to lift you, but I'm praying and I'm also standing to plead for you that as God grants you grace to see our Father, he would speak directly over your life and God is going to turn your life around. But let me pray for you. Father, help this man. Take that grace. Take that grace right now. A new season. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus, every limitation that has beclouded your ministry, I release you by the power of the prophetic. In the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to shout hallelujah 7 times. The word hallelujah means halal Yeshua. It means to praise the Lord. It's a mystery chant that can bring down every wall of Jericho. 7 times and you will be seated. Does someone have the faith to believe what we are doing? Are you ready now? Number one.
Hallelujah!
And he said the shout of a king is in the midst of them. Number two.
Hallelujah!
Some of you, as you are shouting, certain infirmities in your body will be leaving. Are you ready now? Number three.
Hallelujah!
Shabraga de balakaposia, embrakatoskia davada. Who art thou, mountain, before the Zerubbabel? Before the Zerubbabel, thou shalt become plain. At the shout, grace, grace. Are you ready? Number four.
Hallelujah!
Number five. The Bible says, and on the seventh day, they went round Jericho 7 times. The priests were leading the ark. There are times you win without a sword. That sword is a double-edged sword that comes from your lips. Is someone ready to end certain cycles and certain patterns in their life? Number six.
Hallelujah!
Bible says when the Lord shall come, the first thing we will hear is the blast of a trumpet. Because every time a king comes, he comes with triumph. He said the shout of a king shall not depart. It's the shout of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. When he was born in silence. But when it was time for him to have a triumphant entry, they shouted Hosanna. And they said, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Someone, as you shout this final shout, is a prophetic shout into your new season. Are you ready now? Seven.
Hallelujah!
Help them under the anointing.
Rakatoshka Kabrandegate. He Pratos put the bread together like a tapar. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Please be seated and give me the next 5 to 10 minutes. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Fill this place. Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim, Ruach Elohim. Commanded blessing. This is the theme of this conference, and we'll be dealing along the lines of this prophetic word. Somebody will start running from his seat now. Just hold the person. The power of God is coming from someone. Physically, you stand up and start running. Please hold the person. Hold them right now. God is ending delay. He's taking away the spirit of delay. This is a ministry of signs and wonders. Just be sensitive. Whether you are an usher or not, just be your neighbor's keeper. I'm saying it again. People will stand up, like physically, and start running. Just help them so they don't injure themselves. Paraskozia paranduziata. Palasadike peretusiata. Mantaraskozeziata. Engrada. Shilakos. Help her. Shakre ke tenika parados kadi. Speed is coming to your destiny. Speed is coming. And Elijah ran on barefoot and overtook the chariots of Ahab, even down to Jezreel. Psalm 133. Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's
no one like you.
Into the darkness we shine.
Into the darkness we shine. Out of the
kind of hunger and expectation you have in this church, but I sense that much prayer has gone for this meeting, and there is a drawing and a pulling of the anointing. I want to teach, but you people will not let me teach. Who is Ifai? Your season of reward is coming. This is what I'm hearing. I don't know who you are. He works here in the ministry. Oh, you are one of the pastors. Can I pray for you? Something is going to come upon your life that will turn you around. Because I had the name Ifai. You are Ifai too. I will pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that we are not weary in well-doing. It says, for we will reap in due season if we faint not. Grace upon him, O God. We stretch our hands as the house of God and we declare, you step into a new dimension. That which you have seen in the life of our Father, I decree and declare, let it be reproduced in your life.
in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all of you too in Jesus' name. May God help you in the mighty name of Jesus. You work with UBA. I just saw UBA. That's United Bank UBA. Who is that person? Arande la subra kato jalikra haske velando shibra haskia shavra haskati balakutia. If this is all I do tonight and I wrap up, will you be offended? Hallelujah. Shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest they dip their hands in iniquity. In the name of Jesus, Job said, in six things the Lord will deliver you. One of it is the scourging tongues of men. I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, every trouble around your unit where you are working that would demand deducting money from you to pay for, in the name of Jesus, we stand prophetically. The house of God is a solution center. And we decree in the name of Jesus, it shall not stand. Because the Lord has not decreed it, it shall not stand. In the name of Jesus. Rather, when men say there is a casting down, for you and all those who are connected to this altar, let it be for you that there is a lifting up. In the name of Jesus Christ. That grace for exemption, let it come upon you. It says, and when I see the blood, I will pass. We place upon you that mark of the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Sylvester. Sylvester. Who is Sylvester? Sylvester. It's like you have come out here again. I'm seeing a face that... Who is Sylvester? Who is that? This man again? I thought you answered another name. Please verify so that... is he Sylvester? Huh? Okay. I'm sorry. Don't be embarrassed, sir. I just want to... You know, sometimes because of the abuse of the prophetic and the abuse of so many things, sometimes we are careful just because there is the mismanagement of spiritual things. No, it does not mean there are people who fear God. Are we together now? And this is one of the things that you need to understand. Unfortunately and sadly, we know that the body of Christ may have all kinds of things, but that does not mean everybody graced by God is acting or playing games. There are people who fear God. Hallelujah. The Lord has spoken once, you have heard twice. That power belongs to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, truly, God is doing something in your ministry. There are things we may not be able to say in the open, but in the name of Jesus, the wisdom that prepares you for the next level of your kingdom assignment, I stretch my hands in Jesus' name. I'm seeing oil coming on your head. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is someone for 2 years you have been looking for someone who is missing. I don't know who that, like 2 years I'm seeing. It's like, I don't know if it's a brother, a relative, or somebody you know has been missing. Who is that person? And Samuel told Saul, he says, the donkey you are looking for, that he has been found. under a certain conditions, missing things can return home. Not every condition, but a certain spiritual condition. Madam, who have you been looking for? Who is James?
Brother!
Who is James?
My brother, my
That's
blood
the person
brother.
Who has been missing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Jesus.
Father, here at Word of Life, we stand upon this altar. In the name of Jesus Christ, that everybody who is not where they should be, by the power of the prophetic, we relocate them back to the place of destiny. Is someone agreeing with this prayer? We relocate them back to the place of destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, we relocate them back to the place of destiny. And we decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, wherever they are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we release them to return home. We release them to touch base with their various families. Let it be so. In Jesus' name I pray. Please sit down. God bless you. Let's read Psalm 133. If that is all we do and we wrap up, then we thank God for it. Thank you, Jesus.
Psalm 133.
Yes, please.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Please stop. It says, behold. The word behold means see and conceive as a reality in your spirit what is about to be said. When it says behold, it means use more than your eyes to relate with what is about to be said. Behold means to see. Behold means to conceive as a reality in your spirit. It says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hold on. So people can dwell together, but not in unity. Unity is more than dwelling together. The Bible says, when brethren dwell together in unity. Next verse.
It is like the precious ointment upon the head.
So he's using an expression to relate the power of dwelling together in unity. Are you ready now? Verse 2. It is like, go ahead, sir.
It is like precious ointment upon the head.
Upon the head,
That ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
Even Aaron's beard. That means he's teaching you something now. Remember that Aaron was a priest. So he's now introducing priesthood into the equation. That whatever it is, the administration of any blessing that will follow cannot be outside of priesthood. Even Aaron's beard.
That went down to the skirt of his garment.
Down to the skirt of his garment.
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
As the dew of Hermon.
As the dew of Hermon.
And as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore.
Keep verse 3. It says, when brethren dwell together in unity, are we still here? There are two expressions he uses to help us understand what happens in the realm of the spirit when brethren dwell together in unity. Number one, he uses priesthood. He said it is like the oil that comes upon the head of a priest. It will start from his head to his beard, but eventually get to every part connected to him. Then he says, in case you do not understand that, let me use everyday geography expression. It is also like the dew upon Hermon that descends. He says, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. There does not mean the location. There means that spiritual state. That if you can pay the price to attain unto that spiritual state, that God has commanded the blessing. And he tells you that that blessing is life. even life forevermore. That's what is commanded. When you read other versions, they will tell you the blessing, which is life forevermore. Are we learning now? So, the Bible is very clear that when it has to do, in fact, every speaking of God is law. Why? The Bible declares that where the word of a king is, there is power. So everything God says, indeed, is a commanded blessing. According to Genesis chapter 1 from verse 2 to 4, the Bible gives us the character of spiritual power. That you are not powerful unless and until you satisfy that litmus test, as we see from verse 2 to 4. It says, and God said, verse 3. The Hebrew expression is, and Elohim said, light be. And he said, there was. So if you must be powerful in the spirit, you must have the ability to, number one, say. Number two, it must be as you have said. But that does not stop there. That verse 4 says, and he saw that what he said was good. Four tests. You must say it. Help those under the anointing, please. You must say it. And then it happens as you have said it. And you must see that what you have said is good. Please help them. They need any medical attention or anything. I hope they don't. Are we together? You must say it, and it must come to pass. So the Bible says, when brethren dwell together in unity, please look up. It says, there in that state of unity is life, and even life evermore. What is life? Life does not just mean the ability to breathe in and out. Look at me. Life means every factor that allows for sustainability, allows for continuity, and allows for the longevity of anything is called life. Are we together now? That means whatever needs to be in place to allow for the sustainability, the longevity of anything is called life. So if your business is dying, whatever needs to be there for it to be sustained, for it to remain, is called life. The factor that makes for sufficiency, the factor that makes for sustainability, the factor that makes for longevity of anything is called life. And the Bible says that when believers can attain a state of unity, it is one of the platforms that can activate the commanded blessing. Hallelujah. There are two examples of this graphically, as we see in scripture. Number one is Genesis 11. Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1.
Verse 1. And the whole earth was one.
And the whole earth was
of one language.
Take note now. One communication.
And of one speech.
And of one speech.
And it came to pass. As they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar.
And they dwelt there. Next verse.
And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, as lime had they for mortar.
Verse 4.
And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face.
Now hold up. We're about to go to verse 5. I want to show you the power of unity. Watch this. This is a very interesting place in scripture, because in this place, the Holy Spirit is not mentioned. Satan is not mentioned. All that is mentioned is the unity of a people. But they're about to do something that only God could stop. Next verse. Verse 5.
Verse 5. And the Lord came down to see the city.
And the Lord came down to see the city
and the tower
which the children of men builded. Watch this. They had not started building. They only agreed that it would be built. And God already saw a building rising in the realm of the spirit. They had not started building physically. They only came into agreement that this is what we will do. But what God was seeing in the realm of the spirit was a tower rising. The Bible says God came down. Verse 6.
And the Lord said,
Behold,
the people is one.
So this is the factor responsible for the exploit. The people is one. And they have all one language. And this now they begin to do. Are you seeing now? They want to start it physically, but their unity has finished it in the spirit. These people were not born again. They had not met Jesus. There is no expression of them believing scripture. There is no expression of the Holy Spirit assisting them. They only came with the power of unity and said, this is what we'll do. And it took only God to destroy them. So imagine how many other things would have happened in your life. There are people who come to church and sit together. But number one, they do not agree with the vision. They do not connect with the grace. And they wonder why simple things do not happen. The Bible says there is a spiritual state. Unity is more than togetherness. It is agreeing in mind. That when your prophet stands over you and says, in Jesus' name be blessed, you don't sit arguing and say, oh, this. No. One person spoke, Nimrod Kush, let us build. They said, we agree. That means if Word of Life agrees that there are certain dimensions of exploits that must happen this year, that if you agree, the only force, at the time they made this statement, the Bible does not record the Holy Spirit coming to assist them. The blessedness of redemption was not even there to support them. How much more you? Now the power of the word, the power of the prophetic, the power of the Holy Spirit. For there, the Lord had commanded the blessing, even sufficiency, even continuity. All that it makes for you to stand and to last can happen in a place where you connect. There's unity there. Do you know what that means? You can come to a church like this and you can be here for many years. You are together, but not yet in unity. And somebody can come for the first time and say, I believe. I may not know much spiritually, but Lord, I know this is a man you have sent. This Aaron, as the oil comes, do you know when you stand in front of a shower to take your bath, it does not matter the part that is closest to the shower. The remaining part of the body is happy because it will eventually reach every part. Literally. If the hand disconnects from that structure, it may not have an opportunity to have that experience. Unity. Genesis 11. Let's hear God's verdict. Verse 6. Hear what God himself.
And the Lord said,
Behold,
the people is one.
The people is one.
And they have all one language.
They have one language.
And this they begin to do.
Uh-huh.
And now nothing will restrain from them, which they have imagined to do.
Nothing will be restrained from them. Who are the them? The them who are united. God himself is speaking that the states these people have assumed in the spirit, there is no power in existence that can stop them from doing what they have imagined to do. That means when a husband and wife agree in unity that this year we will build, even if all they have in their account is 5,000, he's saying that state of unity attracts something from the realm of the spirit. Hold on. I wish I had time. Please don't miss tomorrow. I wish I had time. I would have taught you how the strong man is bound. Listen carefully. Jesus, daddy, Jesus is casting out a devil. And they said he is using Beelzebub. Is that true? The prince of the demons. And Jesus now makes a statement. And he says, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by who does your fathers and all your leaders cast? Then he says, any kingdom. Listen carefully now. He's speaking within the context of unity. Any kingdom divided against itself. Thank you for being good Bible students. So he's talking of unity. Then he says, if you enter a man's house, you cannot do anything to that man except you bind him. So question from what you have learned. How do you bind a strong man? Disunite what makes him powerful. Are you learning now? Watch this. For as long as Jesus came upon the earth and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were in agreement, there was absolutely nothing that could be done against Jesus. The only condition for Jesus to die was that the Holy Ghost had to leave him. That there had to be a disruption in that tripartite structure. That was why the same Spirit came back to raise him from the dead. Listen carefully. Are we together? So the only way you bind a man is to create something that disrupts that structure of unity in the Spirit. When the devil wants to attack a family, what he does is he begins to use offense, begins to use whatever. The goal is that he wants to penetrate that family. But he knows that once there is unity, there is a blessing there. And the blessing is life. The life there is everything that must be at work for that family to work. So what Satan does is he starts to use all the elements of the flesh to bind their hands. When the devil wants to destroy a church, he first observes the unity structure of that church. Hear me carefully. And he now begins to orchestrate events that now bind the hands of the people. For there the Lord had commanded the blessing. When Satan wants to bind a business, what does he now do? What Satan is interested in is the unity structure. So, well, listen to me. For as long as Jesus acknowledged the authority of the Father and the ministry of the Holy Spirit and said, I and my Father are one, Satan could come to him and could not do anything. But finally, Satan now found an occasion where the Spirit of God left him. He had to leave him. That was why Jesus cried. When Jesus says, do not take this cup off me, the cup was not death. He had been saying he would die. The cup was that for the first time the Trinity would be disunited. When he hung on the cross, he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. That means, my Father, you've turned your face away from me. Because at that point, he had become sin. When Satan wanted to destroy the apostolic structure, the first thing he did was to start destroying the unity structure. So he came directly to Jesus, and then he now manipulated Peter's compassion. Satan can use good things to kill. It doesn't always have to be evil. Are we together? So Peter now was trying to address, oh, Jesus, don't talk about redemption. Then he now came through Judas. The most important thing is that he succeeded in destabilizing that unity structure. I will give you the last scripture and then we'll pray. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, if you're a believer and you can see anything projected there, please read the remaining part. One, two, read. They were all
one accord.
Hold on. This is the definition of unity right there. One accord. not in one place. The most important thing is the accord, not the place. They can be in the same place and not be in one accord. Men, hear me. Every noble man in Word of Life has an assignment this night. Go back home and restore the unity structure of your family. Because Satan, if you do not restore the unity structure between husband to his wife, husband to the children, stand as a formidable force. And the only power in existence that can stop you is God. To the point that the Bible says, if you do something against your wife and disrupts that unity structure, even your prayer. Let me wrap up. I hope you are hearing what I'm telling you. Restoring the unity structure sometimes would demand saying, I am sorry. If that is how far you need to go, do it. It would demand saying, I didn't know better than I know now. Now I know better. Whatever it will take to restore the unity structure. There are many prayers you will not pray. Unity will pray the prayer for you. Are we together? That means the primary assignment of every leader in Word of Life is not just to display skill, worship team, protocol. Always be sensitive to the unity structure. The moment you see something happening, forget about what the physical case is. It's an attack from the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. And can I tell you, you were fortunate and blessed to have your father and prophet, one time the head of the entire Christian. You now understand the prophetic implication? All in one man to bind the body of Christ in unity. Now you know better. You know what God was doing. There has to be some noble fathers today that will go home and call their wives and say, you know what? We are not two political parties. The devil is a liar. We are tired of failing in spite of our personal prayers. You can't lock yourself in the room praying and fasting. I'm shouting there. No, let's come together in one accord. Hold on. Please listen, listen. Give me Acts. Let's continue. The next thing that will happen is my prophecy for you. The moment there was one accord, the next thing that happened, suddenly, always follows unity. Suddenly, a job comes. Suddenly, the pregnancy comes. Suddenly, a new mantle comes upon the man of God. Not just because you prayed and fasted alone. You attained a state where God had commanded the blessing, even life. Life means whatever it will take for you to succeed. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that ye may have life. And he says to have it more abundantly. Let's finish the scripture. Suddenly.
And suddenly there came
a
sound from heaven.
A sound
as of a rushing mighty wind.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
And it filled all the house.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them.
Stop. The key word in this scripture is not the cloven tongues. It's each of them. Who did not benefit from the unity? Nobody. It sat upon each of them. That means in a state of unity, when the blessing comes, there is nobody who will say, I was just a spectator. It sat on each. So when the financial miracle comes, it sits on each of them. When the breakthrough comes, it sits. man of God, for you and your leaders, when the anointing comes, it sits. The Bible says it sat on each of them. It sat on each of them. There were times in the Bible where people were together but were not united. For instance, in the pool called Bethesda, the Bible says there laid many important folks, not only one person. They were together, but everybody was for himself. And there was a man as a result who remained there for 38 years because there was no unity. Only one person could be blessed. There were 10 lepers who sat together, everybody for himself. But when they were in one accord, the men in this assembly, I stand on the grace of our Father to charge you. There is more that you can do. Can I tell you, individually you may show expertise, but together you will produce results. Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
And fear came upon everyone's soul.
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together.
Hold on. This was a secret, that they remained steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, the early church, in fellowship, in prayer, and in breaking of bread. Are we together now? And the Bible says many wonders. Life. There the Lord had commanded the blessing. And what is that blessing? Sufficiency. Whatever must be available for you to succeed. And it says, and all that believed were together. That was a secret. And had all things in common. Next verse.
And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need.
As every man has need. Let's read the last verse. It says, and they,
praising God and having favor.
No. Go back to 46, please. And they, continuing daily with
one accord in the temple,
and
breaking bread from house to house,
did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Finally,
praising God and having favor with all the people.
What was the result?
And the Lord added to the church.
Stop. It does not matter where the addition came. The key word is, and the Lord added to your business, and the Lord added to your children, and the Lord, to the mantle on your life, and the Lord. We are going to pray. No man can come into a strong man's house. What made the man strong? Not muscles, unity. Jesus said, a kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. So what makes the man strong is unity. A stronger than he means a more united than he. When he comes, he can set division, and that weakness goes. Let me tell you, one of the reasons why God is powerful is because of the honor to the Trinity structure of the triune nature. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The one word one does not mean singular. It means unity. Even Jesus was praying in John chapter 17. When you read from verse 1, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy son, that thy son may glorify thee. When you read verse 3 now or so, he says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. And then he now began to speak about unity. He says, that they may be one, even as we are one. That means that they discover the hidden power that is resident in being one. Unity does not mean uniformity. Unity means for one purpose. The Son was secured enough to acknowledge the authority of the Father. When Jesus walked upon the earth, he never called himself Father. Not once. He called the Spirit of God Father, Abba. He called Father God Father. And he was satisfied being the Son. Yet the Bible says they were one. So unity does not mean the same position. Unity does not mean sharing the same rank. It means coordinating your strength, no matter how small or great, to insist that you achieve the same thing. Are we together? Please stand, everybody. We're about to pray. If you can hold hands together, please. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. The walls of pride and prejudice shall see. When we are your instrument of peace. Two prayer points. Prayer point number one is for everyone, but particularly for our men. Father, everything that has made the men weak through disunity, let there be a restoration of that state. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. There is a reason why I said hold hands. Word of life, every business, every family, someone is praying. Let every ministry connected to this grace, family connected to this altar, business, someone is praying. Someone is praying. Hallelujah. So now you understand Psalm 133. It says, in that state of unity, the Lord had commanded the blessing, even life. Now you are ready to declare life. You know what life is? For some of you, the life you need is finances. For some of you, the life you need is strengthening of your body. When I saw our Father, I stood and through confession, I was already praying for myself and said, Lord, the grace you have placed upon this man, that at this age and at this point, I'm sure that if we run many young people, he will run greater than you. Don't you ever think this one is more than vitamins and minerals? There is a mysterious... Ah, come on, please. Word of life. Are we together? Hear me. For some of you, the life you need is the wisdom to produce results. For some of you, the life you need is strategic relationships. I don't know what represents life, but now you will release your hands and you will clap your hand from the depth of your heart and cry, Lord, release life to my finances, to my destiny. Go ahead and pray. Pray, pray, pray.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For someone here, you are saying, Apostle, you may not know the kind of darkness that has surrounded my life. I have good news for you. The Bible says, God who commanded light out of darkness, not into darkness. God can use darkness as a raw material and bring light out of it. Now, please, let me seek permission from our father and our mother, if they will permit. I want to plead with you. Tomorrow night, when you are coming at the permission of our father, please, I want you to come with a prayer request. Write everything that must leave your destiny. Every long-standing issue that has frustrated the grace of God and that expectation you have cried for, I want you to bring it. If it is true that in unity the blessing can be commanded, I want to share with you a few things tomorrow, hopefully, and as God grants grace, we'll have time to minister to people. Please let me plead with you in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. Every man of God you know, and every man, businessman, captain of industry, all roads lead to Word of Life. If there is no space, sit on the fence, sit outside. And for your family members in diaspora, I believe that they can connect by way of internet or television. Let us allow God to give us a visitation that befits this sacrifice. Are we in agreement? May the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. May the hand of the Lord rest upon your life. I stand in agreement with every prophetic decree that has come upon our Father. In the name of Jesus, let this be the season of manifestation. Go from glory to glory. Some of you, between now and tomorrow, you will return with wonders and testimonies. For in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Wave your hands to Jesus and give him all the praise.
Man of God, you talked about someone with a court case. This great man here is facing a court case.
Wow. Now, since our father has come with this man here, I'm not going to ask him to just come and stand. How many of you believe in the Lord Jesus and believe in the ministry of this great man? I want you, right where you are, in 1 minute, I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, for the sake of the gospel, we establish victory.
Amen.
In 1 minute, go ahead.
In the name of Jesus.
We establish victory.
We establish victory. Let there be victory.
We establish victory. We declare victory. In the name of Jesus. Father, I stand upon the grace of our Father. And Lord, we speak over this great man of God doing mighty things for you. Father, for the sake of your name, defend your name over his life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we declare, he said, thanks be to God who causes us always to triumph. We decree and declare for you, sir, it will be victory. In the name of Jesus. And the church of the Lord Jesus said, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Word of Life. Thank you.